Good morning, everyone. This past week, Daf was Daf Chovov, Maseches Erevin, the last Daf in the second Perek. I'd first like just to talk about the very first piece of Gemara over here. Which is in the reading of the Gemara and just found the Gemara through, it would be helpful just to discuss it. Rashi has two pshatim in the sugya and portion what the conversation was and what was happening. So just the masada to arrange the Gemara, I feel would be helpful. The Gemara starts on Chof Yom Beis, last four lines. Gives us the scenario that we're talking. Gemara says as follows. Right? This is the bottom of Chof Yom Beis. Hahi abvarnko dahavla l'resh geluso bebustene. Resh geluso in his orchard had a abvarnko. Rashi explains what this was. Rashi says Elon shesila meruba, a tree which has much lot of shade, the night nice asorim, and sorim, official people, officials, plant such a thing. They make benches underneath. Svivoysov, lesmenin tachtov, bimaysachamam. They have benches, a place to sit underneath the tree to benefit from its shade during the heat of the summer. Ulsamech shom, place to relax for Sodom. So that's what this Abvarniki is. Rashi later brings, when he's bringing the Pshatim from the Ga'onim, it seems to have a little different translation what it is. The Rishonim bring, Rabbeinu Chananel also over here brings that a proof that what this means is it's some kind of tree, is that the Mishnah in Tainis, when it talks about during the Meha Avelis, so one is not allowed to plant an Netirshal Simcha, and the Gemara explains that the Netirshal Simcha would refer to, this would be an example of that. It's Abvarnika. That's a proof that that's what this means. Akoponim, so he had in his orchard planting, he had planted this Abvarnika, this tree for shade. Omalei Rav Huna bar Chinina, so the Resh Gerusa told Rav Huna bar Chinina, one of the Talmid Chachamim, Leved Ma'ata Kanto, please make the necessary tikkun arrangements, l'mochar nechel na'am ha'osam, that we should be able to eat bread there tomorrow, which was going to be Shabbos. Rashi tells us that the bustino, the general area, his orchard, was yoresim and beis ha'sayim, which was not hukaf ledir. And therefore, in the orchard, one would have not been able to carry. And this coming Shabbos, Resh Gerusa wanted to be able to carry. So the Gemara says that, so he asked Rav Huna bar Chinina that to make arrangements that they should be able to carry in order to eat under this tree. So the Gemara says as follows. So he made it he erected a mechitza which was of singular slats, pochos, less than three tefachim between them. Now Rashi explains, according to this pshat, that what was he doing and what was the idea that it would help to be matter the tiltel. Rashi says, last Rashi, Rashi says, "Ovei kana pachas mishloishet tefachim." Hekif, he made this as a mechitza surrounding an area. Going mechitzas konim. That's what this kana kana mechitza, which is just made of these konim, these sticks in the ground. Dal mechitzas. He arranged it as four mechitzas kecheder, like a room. Laniach sham belayla hamaychel, in order to leave the food there overnight. V'lodur sham hashoymer, and the shomer will stay there overnight. Ulamochi yitaltulenum b'chol apardes, and the idea was that this should allow us to carry in the entire pardes. Why? Is bei shemira u beis dira? Because by putting up this room, this area over here, it would make the entire area hukuf l'dira. And this is how Rashi explained, according to this chat, what Rav Huna Bar Chinna's idea was, that the pardes had a mechitza around it. The problem was that being that it was Yosef Mitzrayim, like we've been discussing the last few weeks. So the hekif can't be matter if it's not hukuf l'dira. So his idea was that we'll make it hukuf l'dira. I'll set up some kind of dira over here. That was what this Karna Pachas Mishloisha was. By using lovud, put up a makeshift dira. And with that, he felt that now the hekif will be hukuf l'dira, since there is a dira in the area. That was his idea. The Gemara continues, Ozal Rava Shalfinu. When Rava heard about what happened over here, he didn't agree that this will help. Shalfinu, right, he dismantled this mechitza. Shalfinu Rashi says, Lo yisfilu hatakanta. He didn't hold of this. He didn't hold this that this was good. The Gemara doesn't tell us exactly what he didn't hold of it, but this was the basis of Rava's actions. Ozla Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Naktinu Mibasre. So now these two Amirom, which were the Talmidim of Rava, after Rava himself took apart the Mechitz of Kanan Kanan, he had left the Kanim there, they went afterwards and they removed the Kanim, right? That it can't be re-erected. As Rashi says, Naktinu Mibasre, Shlayachse Rav Huna V'Yisaknim. That Rav Huna, who originally put it up, Rav Chinina, shouldn't be do it. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna were in agreement with Rava that this takana doesn't help, and they just furthered the actions of Rava, that not only Rava took it apart, but they wanted to make sure that no one should put it back up and to rely on this to carry tomorrow, because they held that it was a mistake and l'halocha is not going to help. The Gemara continues as follows. L'mochar eisvei ravino l'rovo. The next day, Ravina asked, now eisvei were usually used to, is a question. Eisvei is a question term. Eisvei, someone to someone else, means he's asking a question on him. Over here, if you look in the Rashi, this Eisvei, Rashi says, to assist him as a raya, the shaper over that Rava did properly. So Rashi over here is translating the Gemara that this Eisvei is really different than we find all over Shas. It's not a question on Rava. On the contrary, this is a proof to Rava that there was something wrong with the takana that Rav Huna Bar Chinna did. And the shaper of Rava, it was good that Rava took it apart, because it wouldn't have helped.
The question on Rav Huna, can you clarify? I don't know why I was thinking originally what he was trying to do. He was putting the and he was making a Rishus Yachid. I know Rashi said Lukukiv, but that means that the whole dinim of, he's going to be Lukukiv Dira, the Pardes. But what he didn't know is he had to come onto the whole office, that he would have to be, he had to breach the whole parties and then put it back together again.
We'll see. According to this Pat and Rashi, we'll see that Rav Huna, the one who made that arrangement, he held differently than we've been discussing the last few weeks. And he held that even if the mechitza was there first and then you put the dira, that's also good. And we'll see in a minute, this right now, this is what the eisvei over here is that the Gemara is bringing a raya to what really, to something which by us has become something simple, but it was the issue over here. Rav Huna bar Chinan apparently held that as long as there was a dira there, it's irrelevant whether the dira came before the mechitza, after the mechitza. If today is a dira there, then we view that mechitza as hukuf the dira. But you're right. This is contrary to the way we've been going the entire time. And as a matter of fact, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha right now, or Gemara's rai right now. Ravina is going to bring a rai to Rava. You were right for taking it apart, because by him building this dira now is not going to help. You have to, like you're saying, breach the old mechitza. Because if the dira first comes after the mechitza, that doesn't make it hukuf l'dira. It's exactly like you're saying, right? So the chiddush to us over here is that Rav Huna bar Chinan didn't hold like this, right? And he had held that as long as that there is a dira there, even if the dira comes after the mechitza, it's considered hukuf l'dira, and then you're fine, you can carry. That's what he held. Rava didn't hold like that. Rava hold like we've been going the last number of weeks. And interestingly enough, Ravina is bringing him a riot to that. Right? And because the truth is that we never really had any source to that halacha. It was Mem Damiroim before. It was a Shmuel. That's Shimi was ma'ir this to me, that the Gemara that I had on Daf Chof Beis, right, which was the, I believe, the first place we saw this, is that? Excuse me, not Chof Beis, Chof Dalet. Member of Shmuel over here. Rav Nachman. So until now, we never really had any source in the Tanoim to this, I believe. So this is the first time the Gemara is going to bring it now. So this is Ravina's Eisvei, Ravina Rav, according to the way Rashi is learning the sugya over here, that Rav held that it was no good. So Ravina is bringing a proof to Rav from this brayso over here. Ich hadosha moidin la mishivasa, v'yishalem eichemasa. The Gemara over here is really discussing a different topic. We're discussing the topic of tchum. Of the tchum is halacha that one mustn't travel out of a city. Is it Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amis? The question is, how do you count that 2,000 Amis? In certain situations, you could count it from the Choyma, from the wall of the city, even if the houses don't reach that far. Other situations, if you can't measure from the wall itself, you have to measure from with last houses. So this price over here makes a difference. We're talking about a city which has a wall around it today. However, it depends which came first, whether the wall was there before the yishuv or the yishuv was there before the wall. That's the difference between an ir chadasha and an ir yishana. And this price that gives us the halachas that ir chadasha moedin la mishivasa, the tchum is counted from the yeshiva, the inhabited area. That means that, like Rashi tells us, if we're talking about a situation where it's not inhabited straight all the way to the wall, so there's a distance between the wall and the last house. So something which would be in the category of an ir chadasha, the tchum Shabbos is meina mishivasa. You start further back, so you don't have as much space to go. The yeshana, if the ear would be in the category of a yeshana, then we count mechaymosa. This is the general halacha. Now the braisa goes to explain what is a chadasha, is a yeshana. Chadasha is shehukfa. An ir chadasha would mean that the yishuv is chadash, is more recent than the wall. Chadosh is shehukfa ubesoif yoshfa. That is where the Brayer says Aloch is ma'ida mishivosa. That we can't we're not machshav that wool. However, Yishana, that the Brayer says that you count from the wool, that's yoshfa if it was first was settled ubesoif hukfa, and then the wool was put on. So on that thing, Gemara says v'hainami kehukfa ubesoif yoshfa dami. That this situation over here would be similar to that of that the Hekif was there before the Yishuv. Definitely in contrast with what we were understanding the story, that only afterwards he erected this Beis Dira. So Mora says that you see from this the halacha of Tchum that we could only consider the wool to relate to the Yishuv only if the Yishuv was there first. But if the Yishuv was put there afterwards, then wool doesn't relate to the Yishuv. Over there, it's benegeit to count it to Chum Shabbos, and benegeit to us, it would have to do with whether you could consider this wall hukaf l'dira. Right? Could you relate the dira to the wall that the dira should go into the explanation or the translation of what kind of wool it is? Is it hukaf l'dira? That's the question over here. Right, so in order that the hekaf should be considered a hukaf l'dira, you had to have the dira prior to the wool. That's what bringing the riot over here. Now the major this concept that we're saying is, like I mentioned before, this is to us, this is not news. We've been talking about this last few weeks, but this is what the Gemara right over here is bringing right, because apparently this was the issue between Rav Chinanam and Rava, and over here Ravina brings a raya that we have a price over here, a source in Tanoim to Rava. So according to this explanation of what's going on in the Gemara, Rashi is forced to translate the Eistei really different than we would in Shas. Actually, it's a raya. Right, the Eisvei really is maybe an Eisvei on Rav Huna, right, and which thereby would be a raya to Rav. Now the more continues. Omar Rav Papa l'Rav. Rav Papa said to Rav. Now Rav Papa, remember before, was one of the Talmidim of Rav, who furthered Rav's actions. He tells him, "Omar Rav Asi mechitzas ajach l'loishu mechitzu." He says that Rav Asi said that mechitzas of a drachlin loishon mechitza. Now again, the mashmoyus of the Gemara also over here again would seem amalei Rav Papa v'ha'am Rav Asi. That's usually the way the Gemara works is a kasha, right? Now he's talking to Rav. He said, but Rav Asi said something contrary to what you said, right? But again, Rashi over here, according to Rashi, is learning the Gemara over here. Actually, Rav Papa is assisting Rava further from a different point of view. Mechitzas ajachlin loy shma mechitza alma kivan l'tznusa avid lo loy havi mechitza chinami kivan l'tznusa avid loy havi mechitza. Rashi tells us over here again, omale Rav Papa l'Rava l'siyue. Again, Rashi's making the point over here that this is how we have to understand the Gemara. Adrachlin, Rashi says, what is this adrachlin? Banoim shoisim mechitzel letzel suveisem ksheboinim becham. Builders, when they're building during the day, it could get very hot on the building site, so they have some kind of a mechitza that they erect in order for them to sit and to shade them. Rav Asi said that mechitzas drachlin lo yishma mechitza. It doesn't have a chashivas for mechitza. In halacha, it's not considered a mechitza. And the Gemara explains what's the reason for that. Kiven litznusahi, since it's used just in order to litznusa, in this, we'll see what the context over here litznusa means. Rashi says ulamocha sashilo, and it's going to come down right away. Lav kumhi. In this context over here means it's temporarily. It's not erected for permanent use. It's just to shade or for a temporary usage. See, in our case, it wasn't necessarily put up for shade. The point over here that Rashi makes over here, that it's a temporary usage. Just l'yom v'layla, very short. The whole existence of this mechitza, of this dira, is only for yom v'layla. That doesn't have a chashivas of a dira at all. So therefore, what's happening more over here is that the Gemara is bringing a second point as to why Rava was right. The first point that we said was even would be considered a proper dira, but since it came after the mechitza, so it's not going to help make the mechitza of the dira. Now Rav Papa is bringing a second point that even if that wasn't an issue, but you have to have a chashivas of a dira. And that you don't have over here. This doesn't have a chashiv. This is not mechitzas over here. It doesn't help us keep it, since it's only tzniusa, which means in this context, it means that it's here just temporarily, just for yom v'layla. So the second reason why Rav Huna bar Chinna's eitzah was not a good eitzah, and if it was proper, that Rav took it down.
Are they arguing with Sias? Because Rashi used the lashon for beis shemira, beis dira, that to explain what it was that Rav Huna bar Chinna did.
Right.
And we saw those lashons of Rashi before also, beis shemira, beis dira. That's real
zero. Well, I mean, what he means away with it's supposed to be functioning. It was to be function as that. The fact is that it was kana, right? Kana, and I don't think there's any reason to say an argument. I mean, the purpose was just for Shabbos, right? So that doesn't matter. Rashi means just that it should function for as a base, and the truth is you're right. I mean, if it would have been there for a longer amount of time, wherever it is, then as far as this aspect is concerned, it would be good, right? But he's saying that the way they put up a mechitza that it should act as a beis dira, that's what it means. It's not going to help over here. Now the Gemara goes further. Omer Avhuna Bredav Yeshua L'Rova. This is the second one of the Talmidim in the beginning of the story that removed the pieces. And again, he's going to bring a similar raya to Rova. Omer Avhuna Bredav Yeshua L'Rova. Rashi translates over here. What does lenachas mean? Shaloi lo dusham. No one's living there. Ela lihisham emashenichusham. Just to watch what's put there. Now, even though Rashi mentioned before that the shomer would be there, but that apparently is simple to us, that the fact that the Shemer is just going to be there temporarily wouldn't mean anything, I guess, because he's not even talking to that. You know, he's just focusing on the fact that the Meichel, that Rashi said, to put things there. And if the purpose is just to store things, that's not a chashivas of a dira. Akoponim, This is a raya again that's not choshev a mechitza. A different maramokim, a different source, that this wouldn't be a mechitza. And the more brings a raya to that. We're not going to go into the perid beituri. Now the end of the story goes, if you skip a line or two, the more says, "Korei alayhu reish gilusa." So the Reish Gelusa, so what happened now to the Reish Gelusa over here was that he lost his heter. He's not going to be able to invite his friends and use the Avanka the next day. So he was a little upset. Kori Alayhu Reish Gelusa, so the Reish Gelusa called, he referred to the following pasuk to these Chachamim, to Rava, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, Chacham Hem Lahara. The chachomim lehora, they know how to do bad. Lehetiv layado, right? They're not helping me, right? They're yishkoyach. They're here to use their knowledge to take away my heter, and they're not helping me. This is the first Prat and Rashi, how you learn what happened in the sugya over here, and as we noticed that according to this pshat. And we'll have to accept that the Lushanis of the Gemara, even though the Lushanis of the Gemara are usually used in Kasha form, but over here these are all Rais, and they help Rava who they're talking to That's how Rashi learned. Now Rashi over here, if you see at the end of the sugya over here, Rashi mentions in the Rashi Dim Hermaschil the Horah. Rashi said brings with which has in a matzos blosh and achev yosho the einai me'oid. Rashi says that this was a pshat that was in Kabul from his Rabbeim in the Gemara, but he said that I see in the Tshuvas HaGoinim they have a different explanation of the story in the Gemara, and he says Yosho Be'inai Me'oid, that this to me looks like it's very very a good pshat in the Gemara. Now
what is he saying in this Rashi?
Well, I'm going to get to it right now. Right, he's going to bring in an alternate pshat in the whole Gemara over here in the story. What happened over here right now from the Tshuvas HaGoyim, right? Okay, so he brings from the Goyim that they have a little different translation. What the Avanka is, that's not so much the point over here right now. Oh, but what we want over here is like this. If you pick up over here at the last word in like four lines down in this Rashi, he explains like this. All the Reish Gulusa wanted to do was to be able to carry from Mipesach Bustino, from the opening of the orchard, Shahoya Eitzel Habayis, which was near his house, and Habvarnaka, in to carry there. He wasn't interested in carrying in the entire area. Right? So this is where things are shifting already. According to the first chat, that we wanted to be able to carry in the entire area, so we had to make the Hekev Hokafadira. That was that idea. According to this chat, no, that wasn't what was going on. We just wanted to carry from here to here. And therefore, Va'ovav Rav Huna Bar Chinino Kimin Shvil, and really what all he did was that he set up over here a mechitza, a geder mikan, geder mikan, from this Pesach into the Pesach over here, in order to be carried through. Now this is fine what he's doing over here, right? He's putting up a mechitza over here. I mean this area over here was definitely less than a base of time. So fine. So this is a good mechitza. That wouldn't be a problem. According to this pshat in the Goinim, now when Rava came and he took it down, so what did Rava have against this? So the Goinim learned that the intention of Rava was just the opposite. For Rava kishal finu lo lesser. When Rava came and he took down what he put up, his point was not that he held that this wouldn't be matterit and therefore he had to take it down, that he shouldn't rely on it. On the contrary, Shiloi Lesser, not to ask, El Lahokelolo. He did it, Adrabba, to be Makil, the Sphirle, the Sharlatil Tule Bukula Bustina, because Rava held that in the first place, one may carry in the entire orchard, the Kivan, the Bonale Abvarnka, Bebustina, Shavi Lukula Bustina, Chotzlab Varnika, Bahave Muka Fladira. Over here, according to this plan, it's just the opposite. That Rav Huna Bar Chinina held that a heter was necessary. Heter was necessary. We don't have a Heka Fladira. We have to erect a new mechitza in order to carry from the house. There's a Bavarnica, and he set it up, and what he set up definitely was according to halacha, no problem. Over here, Rava, this guy Rava took it off because Rava held it wasn't necessary, because Rava held that the Bavarnica itself would service to make the hekif in the orchard, the bustina hokof ladira. That, and therefore he held it wasn't necessary. That means that Rava was concerned that if you would leave it up, people would think that it was necessary, and they will learn up the wrong thing, thinking that it's not considered hukuf l'dira. That's what Rava did over here. Rava took it down to show that it's not necessary, and the area itself is considered hukuf l'dira.
Because the Jewish Gerim are learning the Avarnika differently, right?
They're learning that it was some kind of hekif. It was some kind of hekif. There's talk whether the, you know, if it was a tree, then also it might have had the dimensions of a mechitza. But could be that you're right. Could be that you're right. I mean, definitely according to Rashi's pshat, you know, the tree was not servicing bechlal as a mechitza. And according to the Gaonim, they want to yet consider that.
So what was the hector?
They were the Avarnika itself. That was, he considered that a Mokum Dira. And okay, so that's going to be now the Gemara, right? Now that's what's going to happen in Gemara. So now when his Talmidim came and they agreed with him again, they took away the pieces that to show that they agreed with him and no one should put it back up. But also Talmidim de Rava, Rav Papa, Rav Hun Bedav Yeshua, and Aktinu, the Loy Leder, Rav Hun Barchina, Lisakninu. They were agreeing with him. Now, like this, Fahahi Shaita, at that point of time, on Friday, let's say, when they assisted Rava, Loy Idker Lohu, Lav Shaper Ovid, the Shalfinu. They didn't remember that in truth what Rava did was wrong. At that point, from the halachas that they remembered, they agreed with what Rava, and therefore they went along with what Rava did. Ulamachar idkar va'isvuha, and the next day they remembered that it really was a mistake, and they ask a question. This would help us translate the Gemara better, and that's really what the Gemara comment to do. All right, the Gemara. The story is that Rav Papa and Rav Huna did it like Rava, and then the next day we have an Eisvei, right, and Vaha Omar, which in the usual text of the Gemara, these would be questions. The problem with that is that they themselves, you know, seem to agree with Rava yesterday, right? So that's probably why Rashi had to adjust the Gemara that they were actually bringing a Rayim. According to Shulz HaGoinim, Shulz HaGoinim is explaining, no, even today they are, we can learn the Gemara as the Gemara would seem to say that they're asking a question on Rava, even though they themselves yesterday went along with Rava. The Gaonim explained that what happened was that they made a mistake. Yesterday when they agreed with Rava, they had forgotten a source, and they thought that Rava was right. The next day, when they're thinking over what happened yesterday, and they remembered certain sources that it was a mistake. So that's what happened. That's why yesterday they were on Rava's side, but actually today, right, they're asking on Rava. Right, that's what the Rashi over here is bringing from the Goinim. V'ahishaita, at that point of time, on Friday, let's say, lo'idkeluhu, they didn't remember the lav shaper ovid the shalfinu, that Rava did not do proper this, that he took it down. Ulomocha, but the next day, idkur, then they remembered the sources that it really was a mistake, what happened yesterday. V'oisvua, and therefore they asked the questions. Kida Omar, like the Gemara says, lamochar eisfever ravina l'rova. It was the next day when these questions were asked. Now, according to what we're saying right now, Rava, who held that it wasn't necessary to make this new mechitza, you know, the path over here, he held that you could use the Avarnika as a dira, and therefore the entire area is hukuf, is considered hukuf ledira. According to this explanation, he's on the other side. That means that he's holding that even if the hekif comes after, even if the dira comes after the hekif. So this is what they were asking from this braisa, right? At this braisa, is serving, just like according to Rashi, this the original, the Pshat before. This Brayis is showing us that you need to have the Diri before the Hekif. Now, according to this version of the story, Rava was the one who didn't hold like that. And at the point, at that time, Rav Papa and Rav Huna also thought that Rava was right. They had forgotten this Brayis. And now the Gemara is asking, Ravina is the first one to ask from over here. So this is what Rashi continues over here. V'hai bustino nami kuhukal v'soif yoshav domi shekhoidin niti yosei makifin oisei. Because before it was planted or it was erected, this avarnika, ul acha shagod al ha'ilin osu avarnika, right? Actually, according to this pshat, you know, after the trees are there, then they put up the avarnika, which is some kind of achsadr, some kind of kizi, that's a good word. Right. Hilkoch shaper over Rav Huna Bachinino. Therefore, it was proper that Rav Huna Bachinino did that without what he's doing, there would be no heter, because you can't consider that hokaf ledir. And then now, like the Gemara continues, Rav Papa, oisvemi mechitza drachlin.
You're saying now it's going against Rava.
That's going against Rava, and that means that Rava, who felt that it was not necessary to make a new heter, is wrong, right? And it is necessary.
They thought Rava was right,
and
now they come saying
I
was wrong.
Right. According to the Goyim, right.
Because they're not backtracking, they're not supporting Rava.
They're actually backing off from the way they themselves had done yesterday, right? They're changing their minds.
Why isn't the Avarnika considered a new mechitza?
Why isn't it a new mechitza? As far as what?
Didn't we say that it's got the dimensions and it's considered like an umechitza?
Well, and see the Gemara. There's two points over here. The Rava held it wasn't necessary to make anything new. You can rely on Varnka. Now he would wanted that to make it that therefore the entire Bustana should be hukaf ledira, right? So that the Gemara mentions the first point is that since that the Hekev was put up first. See, even this would be a good hekif and a good dira, but the order of events is out of order.
So one second, isn't there an outside hekif already?
There is.
So now comes Avanik in the middle. That's a new one, no?
Right. But what do we want to do? We want Avanik is over here, but we need to carry from here to here.
Yeah.
Right. So that means that you have to consider the walls of the entire orchard hook of the dira. And you want to do that by saying that the Vanka is considered a Dira, and now this area is Hukaf Ladira. But if this first came afterwards, so you'll have that problem that since it came...
So we can't consider it like he made new walls, and therefore he has a new area?
He's making the walls for the inside, right? Not for the outside. Typically when we make the new walls...
He doesn't need the outside. He only needs that part.
According to the first...
No, but where does he want to carry?
He's carrying up until the Avanika itself, which also happens to serve as the walls. No?
See, what you might want to ask over here is that maybe according to things that we spoke last week, that if maybe according to the Shittas that hold that you don't need a full wall, these kind of things, maybe there's something to work out over here. Possibly. I can think about it. But I mean, definitely according to the Shittas that let's say need a wall right, across the whole thing. It wasn't across the entire area.
Again, according to the first shot, the walls that he was doing was to enclose the inner area. He was like making a dira. Making a dira isn't making walls around the field, right? Even if you say you only need a partial wall, but the wall has to be to enclose the field. It would be more like the case where we had the palace, where the inner wall, which is to close up the palace, doesn't count to close up the chatzar.
Yeah.
The rechava.
Okay, could be. Okay, we'll have to see. We'll have to see about this. Okay, so let's hold that shy look. Yeah. So that was the first question that they asked on him, that you can't rely on that. And the second questions that he asked them, again, similar to the Mora before, that aside from the fact that it came afterwards, but in itself doesn't have a chashivus of a mechitza. Right? These are these two marma comments that the Mora brings, a mechitza which is litzniusa ba'alma, or silenachas, is not considered a mechitza, and the Abavanka itself was not any better than those kind of examples. That's what Rashi brings further over here, that v'rapapa oisem mechitza d'achlin, doha mechitza d'abavanka nam litzniya savido. V'chein l'nachas, l'hishtamish, l'nirich bo, talisaysen, l'vushem, shepoishnishom, shak kleitashmishom, that it was used lenachas to store things. That was the basis of these questions. That they're really, according to the Gaonim, they changed their minds. Now they're not siding with Rava anymore. They're asking Rava, and they're telling him the truth that it was a mistake what Rava did. Two reasons why he can't rely on it. So see, the truth is that in both Pshatim and the Gemara, what these sources are all servicing the same thing. Question is is it going with Rava or it's going against Rava? What did Rava do over here? According to to Rashi's Pshat, Rav Huna bar Chinna was the one who was relying on this dira that he erected in order to make the entire era hukaf l'dira, and the questions were on him. According to this, to the Gaonim's Pshat, that Rava was really relying on the Bavarnika to make that the whole area is considered hukaf l'dira, and the questions that the Gemara asks is on Rava.
Rashi never dealt with Rava's.
I mean, someone's definitely holding like that in this Gemara, right? It's a question whether it's Rava who's holding that or Rav Huna bar Chinna is holding that. But someone in this Gemara definitely held that even if the Hekev comes, even if the Dira comes after the Hekev, it's good, right? So, he definitely held like that. You know, either he wasn't aware of this Braisa, he didn't hold that this Braisa of Tchumen is a riot to us, whatever it was, but they held otherwise. Now, just the end of the story, according to this, is as follows. So now when the Gemara says the Reish Yerusha expresses his displeasure, yeah, and he says, Chachom Hemel HaRal, Lehetev LaYadom, according to this, what he was saying like this is because he's talking about Rav Papa and Rav Huna, and he's upset that you first remember now. Yesterday, you know, you ruined my heter, right? And today, you know, you're making further problems. That's what he's saying over here. Korelara, Papa Rav Huna Yeshua, Shloi Nizkru Esmoel. Yesterday, they didn't remember Aloch. Vesosru Tikunai Shel Rav Huna Bachina, and they took apart that heter, thinking at that point that it wasn't necessary. Ve'achshav Nasu Chacham Leser Alov. Now they remember the Isser. Lehetel Yedo Esmoel. But yesterday, to help him, they couldn't. In other words, that their remembering of the halachas worked out that it was not exactly advantageous for him. And, you know, when they should have remembered yesterday, they didn't. And today, you know, they remembered to ask him. And so that's how this Gemara goes over here, according to Rashi's Prat, according to the Gaonim's Prat. That's the Shach V'Tayah, how the Gemara. And
Well, was Rabbi Huna the Talmidim of Rava?
Yeah.
So they were going to care for the Rebbe and being argued his halacha.
That's yeah. They had a source. They had a source that they felt that it wasn't right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Gemara over here doesn't tell us that Rava, you know, answered up this source. So you know, apparently he agreed. And right, that's how things are the halacha. Okay, right, so it's really, really late now. Okay, so we'll stop over here.
Sure.